I'm Blake McDaniel. This is my husband, Travis, and we are the owners of Rooted and Grounded. We are a wall decor company. We sell just traditional wall art, Christian wall art, scripture, and we just wanted to share our story of how we got started and encourage you. We walked it out by faith. The Lord was with us every step of the way, and we just trusted Him, and at times it felt like a big leap, but we just want to share with you our story to encourage you.
Yeah, so, right, to share the background of Rooted and Grounded for those of you that already follow us, and then to encourage anybody out there who's wanting to take a step in the business world, whether it's going full-time with a side hustle or starting something completely from scratch as a believer, you know, potentially what that looks like, at least from what we've learned, you know, to step out and take that next step. So our story, without going too much into detail, too far back, we met at a Bible college in 2006, and Blake is from Florida, I'm from North Carolina, we met in Colorado, got engaged, moved back to where she was from, started my first business then at a lawn service down in Fort Myers, Florida, and really took some steps with it that I would say were positive, following the Lord for probably 5 years with that. And when I say following the Lord, I just mean being sensitive to how God's leading you, making sure that you're trusting Him. That transitioned probably 5 years into that business to where I sort of got comfortable and began to coast, and just led to the next 5 years of that being not great and sort of wandering and lacking vision and, like I said, just sort of coasting, like doing well financially, but not really feeling like I had a purpose or was necessarily even trusting God with money anymore. It was just sort of, okay, thank you for this business. Now this is providing for me. So that led to a rough point in our life and in our marriage, and sort of came to a head in 2016. And to make a super long story short, as short as possible, we were listening to a preacher, a pastor, our current pastor, Clint Byers in Georgia, and it's called Forward Church. Have been listening to him online for quite some time and felt like we were supposed to move up here. Blake and I got together and sort of came through this rocky spot and agreed, like, yes, that's what the Lord's telling us to do. We need to sell our house and literally move your family from Florida to Georgia, which seems close, but it's like a 8-9 hour drive from South Florida to North Georgia. So that's what we did. And what was your
meanwhile, I was homeschooling my kids. We had just remodeled a house, and I was in the whole farmhouse space. So I was making like wooden signs with my sister-in-law, said farmhouse, supermarket. But in the meantime, like, I just did just have this like wanting to make like wall decor, home decor that like had God's word on it. That was just like in the back of my mind and in my heart. And after we came to the conclusion that we wanted to move, just felt just a radical peace about uprooting our family and moving us all to Georgia just for the sake of coming to a church that we felt connected to. He came to me and had seen what I was doing with, you know, as just like a side hobby of making these signs, and said, I actually think we can make some.
Well, first of all, I made fun of it.
Well, he did.
First, I made fun of you doing it.
He hated it.
I thought it was silly. I thought it was a waste of time. So to back up a little, we decided to move. There was probably a 5-month transition between making that decision and getting our house sold. During that time period, I was going to keep the lawn service that I had and run it kind of remotely, which was sort of happening already. Obviously, I was there, though, locally, but I wasn't actually going out and doing the work anymore. So I thought I could do that. I was going to try to make that work. It seemed like a good idea. It seemed comfortable to me because I'm like, oh, okay, well, I just got this income. I could just move up there and make the same income. But I just began to have this feeling in my heart like, no, that's not what God's wanting. A lot of my issues at the time were from stress to in the business and not handling everything super well with employee relationships and a number of other things. So the Lord knew, obviously, if we moved here and I was still on in that business, I would bring, I may
all
have,
that.
Right, I may have moved, but my heart would still be there. That's not what he was asking us to do. He was saying to let go, trust him. So somewhere in that 5 month period, I've made the decision, all right, I'm going to let this business go. I'm going to trust you. And as soon as I made that choice, like I made that choice on a Saturday, and on a Monday, a friend called who had a mutual friend who was looking to buy businesses, lawn services particularly, asked if I'd be interested. I was like, yeah, that's, I actually just decided that I wanted to do that. And he's like, all right, I'm going to have my buddy call you. And you probably know how stuff like that works out. It normally doesn't work out. You never hear from anybody or it just goes nowhere. Well, that guy called me that day. We met for coffee that Friday, and then like a week or two after that meeting, we had closed on the business. He bought it, bought a rental house also that I needed to get rid of. So it just worked out perfectly. But the lesson for me in that was, you know, if you're, it's almost like I was limiting that connection by the fact that God already had that lined up. He wanted me to sell the business and he had this person lined up, but that didn't actually, you know, happen. It didn't actually manifest as a real thing until I made the decision in my heart to trust God completely, not my own understanding, not what I thought, you know, was safe. And as soon as I made that heart decision, okay, I trust you, I'm going to get rid of this business, those doors open. So that's been, you know, a pretty useful lesson since then as well in a lot of areas. So decide to sell that business. Great. I followed God with that. Awesome. What now, though? You're moving to another state. You have no income. Obviously, selling the business helped. We were able to survive for a year with no income from the sale of that business. But a year goes by quickly. What are you going to do? So to get back to what Blake was saying, she had the sign business, which was small at the time and a very different style than what we do now. But that's what was, you know, in style at the time. Mm-hmm. I had made fun of it. I'd belittled it. Not mean, just sort of giving her a hard time, like, you know, what's the point of doing this? It's taking up a lot of time for, you know, pocket or spending money, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Honestly, just to do it for fun and do it with my sister-in-law. Yeah. So, and I also had a deep desire to do something with Travis. I mean, obviously when you're married, you do life together anyways. But I just had this desire to do something,
right, to
like
be more involved
in a business,
with, our business,
with him. And one of the things the Lord said to me when we decided to, when we talked about moving, there was a long period where it was like I knew we were moving, but we had not come to the agreement, like together, to like, all right, let's move. Because I, you know, my family was there. I was super happy with my home, everything. But I knew that he wanted us to move, and so the Lord said to me that if you lay this down for me, all that you have here, then I will give you more than you've dreamed of. And this is what you have built, and watch and see what I will build for you.
Referring to our life then.
Yeah. So yeah, I just held on to that promise and we decided to move. He came to me with, you know, that he thought we could make something out of this hobby of mine. So we started in May of 2017. And then we moved to Georgia that July, and from there, it just started to sort of snowball.
Yep, so we got here, and we're working a lot, but we're also excited. The business was growing. Just a few months in, it was getting busier than, you know, we could handle, just the two of us, and made our decision to hire our first employee, who's still with us, a guy named Lyle, who runs all the production now for one side of the shop. And so that was a cool experience, too, because
I had a confirmation. So I think we were both like, he wanted me to pray about it. He was, you know, like we had only started the business a few months ago. We're in this new state, like new type of business too, like not anything. We weren't used to e-commerce. So he was, you know, we were both like a little unsure. And so I got up that morning with the intention to pray about it and had this person in mind, and I was like, I don't, you know, Lord, direct me. So he directed me to Isaiah 53, and then I read Isaiah 54. He was trying to direct me to Isaiah 54. I just did it. I don't know. It was just easier to get me there that way. But it talked about expanding our tents to grow. And so that was just like a clear answer to me. And then later in the day, I was working and listening to a teaching by Sarah and Jeremy Pearson's, and they confirmed it, and they started talking about the same scripture about expanding your tents and lengthening your cords to grow. And so I told him, and I was like, that's our answer.
We're going with it. Being able to hear God in those first steps in a business is crucial, because there, you know, later on, I mean, we haven't gotten, you know, something that clear from the Lord every time we've hired somebody, and I don't know that you have to every time you're hiring for a position. But in the beginning, your first employee, it feels like everything's growing fast. You're wanting to make sure it was, you know, very appreciated, you know, for the Lord to communicate to us that clearly, like that it was time to step out and to expand. So we did that, and we hired him. And as soon as we did, it was like we needed somebody else. You know, it just sort of like filled that. And we've noticed that several times, that if it feels like you're about at a place to, you know, where you're about to get to the next step, as soon as you take that step, it's like it's filled with, you know, what the resources you needed to confirm that step or to pay for that step. So if you have something where you are, maybe you have a job and you have a business on the side and it's growing and you're like, this is great. I would love to do this full time, but I love the security of my job. But I feel like maybe God is wanting me to, you know, step out and do this. I promise you, every time you do that, that where the Lord's leading you to do that, you're not being presumptive, but you feel led, and it's the smart thing to do. Even though it may feel risky, the resources will be there, the business will be there, the income will be there to fill that spot or that void, and to more than make up for that safety that you feel like you have with your job or anything else. So we've noticed that for sure several times and taken steps that seem risky. If we're trusting God and doing our best to hear His voice and to follow Him, and to not put our own desires and everything first, that need is always met. Mm-hmm. So just to continue the story with us, we hired our first employee, then hired another employee. We were doing things with vinyl back then. We weren't doing a lot of art, so that was possible.
We were working inside of our house, out of our garage and our living room.
Yeah, had a UV printer in our house, which was interesting and probably not the safest.
It was fine, but we enjoyed it, like, but there, it did come to a point where I was like, all right, we're eating dinner and people are in our garage working, but it was fine. But we also were like, okay, well, it's coming to this point where we really need like this huge printer that won't fit inside of our house. And in order to get it, we need a warehouse to work out of. And so we'd talk about it. We'd be like, all right, you know, we'd pray about it. Anyways, I just felt like that the Lord said to me, like, it's already there, like in, like out there, like in the future, it's coming, but I just want you to enjoy right now. So I really took that to heart. I think at the same time, like he told us to give a certain amount of money, like just as like a step of faith. And then it came, I think, honest, like 2 months later. I think that was in like January, and like 2 months later, you woke up and you're like, I'm finding it today. It's out there.
Right. I just knew that the building that we needed was actually available for lease then. I just hadn't found it. Or hadn't seen it yet, because I looked for a couple of months. So to go back to what you said about giving, just to reiterate on that, because that's a sensitive topic. If we ever feel like we're supposed to give, if we have a question or we have a financial need and we feel like that we're supposed to give, that is never a thing where we're trying to, you know, pry bar the hand of God to do something by money. But we have found that when you give and you're making a statement to your heart and from your heart, that God is your source, not money. It makes it much easier oftentimes when you're in that place of generosity to hear what God's speaking to you as far as a step to take, or just to confirm to you that He's your source. That was super important in that time. So anyway, I woke up that day. I knew that we were supposed to find, or that the building was out there, and that I just had not found it yet. So I called around a couple places that I'd seen on LoopNet that had office space, warehouse space, and I called one that looked good. It was two sections. We only needed one. It was like twice the price and twice the space we needed. And I called the realtor and I said, hey, do you think this owner would split this lease in half? And she said, well, he's been asked like four times to do that. He's turned all four people down. But it's been a month or two since I've asked him, let me ask him. And it ended up being her uncle, so she felt like, you know, she wasn't going to be bugging him. So she called me back, like, within 10 minutes and said he said that he would do it. He would split it for you, which was just God's grace there as well, because, like I said, he had turned down four people to do the same, you know, kind of sublease for this section. And met him the next day, and her, you know, right? Maybe mm-hmm. that day.
Maybe it was quickly. Honestly, yeah.
So it all just happened very quickly, and we ended up getting this space. It was 2,500 square feet. I think we bought our first big UV printer at the same time, mm-hmm. which these are huge, like $90,000 8x10 machines that are flatbed printers that obviously were going to save us a ton of time. And so that we got the building and then bought that, and they moved it into that, I think it was like within a month or two,
yeah,
and then set it up. So anyway, it just worked out very well. And then the whole building was 10,000 square feet. We rented a fourth of it, which was half of what they were leasing, but a fourth of the whole building, and ended up just taking over each section until we have all four sections. Then we bought the building from the guy. And it was just cool to see how it worked, because every time that we were running out of space and needed more room, we didn't do anything in the natural to mm-hmm. like manipulate anything or try to kick anybody out or tell the owner, hey, we'll pay more for rent or anything. It just worked out where the yeah. person beside of us, literally in order too, we never skipped a space. The person beside of us didn't need their space, then the next person didn't need their space, and then the next person. And we took over the whole building, leasing it, and then ended up buying the building. So it was just cool the way that worked out. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, there's other like stories in there. I wanted to say, like, when we moved here, we did have like a year from selling his business, like a month, like finances right. set aside to live off of. But there came like, I think 9 months into like being in Georgia where
the Lord
was like, I don't want you to wait till the last minute. Like, I want you to go ahead and start living off the business. And at that point, like, it really wasn't like time to. And I told him.
It felt premature.
Yeah.
We felt like we were being asked to go ahead and take that step.
Yeah.
To live off the business, to start paying our bills out of the business account and not trusting this other money we had in savings.
Yeah.
And sort of place a demand on the business and trusting God with that next step. And very much like the first employee thing, as soon as we stepped out and made that decision, you know, that need was met. And noticeably, like income jumped, mm-hmm. our net income jumped noticeably the first month that we decided to do that.
Yeah.
So it was very cool. And you know, it's encouraging to us to relive this because this never ends. You're always mm-hmm. like, all right, Lord, what's next? What are you wanting this to look like?
Yeah.
Right.
And all those decisions, like there is like, whether you like feel like you are getting a word from the Lord, like they always like accompany peace and like an excitement. Like right. I'm excited to do this because I have the peace of the Lord and I know that, you know, like he's behind this and just, you know, just stepping out there. Stepping out is just exciting. Right. Just stepping out in faith and taking a risk, like it's fun taking a risk on your own.
Right,
yeah,
world,
we wouldn't do that. A lot of people think we are risk takers, but I'm like, I'm not a risk taker. I'm just a risk taker. If I know the Lord's behind it, it's easy right. to take a risk.
So it's been awesome, and we wanted to share just a little bit, like I said, of our story, the origin of it, and you know, steps that the Lord has brought us through. And then just encourage any of you guys. And if you don't have a business and you just work a job and that's where you're supposed to be, there's absolutely no problem in that. I know there's a big entrepreneurial push on YouTube and everywhere else. And it can oftentimes make you feel like if you don't have this grandiose thing going on that, you know, you're less than. That's certainly not the case. The victory for a believer isn't some status that the world views as successful. It's, are you following the Lord and are you taking the steps that he's mm-hmm. leading you to in your personal life? And that's victory. And if that looks like being a librarian, then that's fine. You just want to be taking whatever steps you can to trust him, whatever occupation or business
right.
that you have.
And it applies like everywhere, not just finances.
Sure.
It's just the Lord, trusting the Lord with your life.
You.
Yeah. It is. But anyway.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So we encourage you guys that are thinking about taken a step either full-time into a business that you have on the side or, you know, going all into something that you have yet to start. And just to say that it is possible, don't be swayed by economic, you know, situations. It's 2024, there's higher interest rates, there's inflation, there's real estate market is kind of stagnant. There's all sorts of things going on. There's all sorts of, if you want reasons to not go into business, it doesn't matter what year it is, you can find them. If you're looking for a reason to not step out into what God is wanting you to do, just some analytical, natural reason, I promise you there's an endless list of them no matter what season you're in. But, you know, don't look at those things. If God is wanting you to step out into an area, and obviously it's going to be a desire of your heart too. It's not like you're over here with these interests and you're seeking the Lord and you have these desires, but God's pulling you over here to like some random spot. It's going to line up if you're putting the Lord first. Your desires are going to line up with His. They're going to be very similar. But trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you know, He's going to lead you. So, you know, step out, take those steps. If there's something practical you can do, do it. And just wanted to encourage whoever's listening and tell a little bit more about ourselves to people who, you know, are already familiar with us but don't know our backstory. And yeah, just bless you guys, hopefully.
Yeah. We love stories, so we know other people do too. And yeah, we just wanted to share ours. Yeah. So thanks for listening.
All right, rootedandgrounded.com. Did we say that?
No.
That's the website. All right. Thanks, guys.